So Kathy, I'm guessing there are parents listening who really would love to engage with Ignite. You know, you're taking girls out of the classroom, you're taking them into workplaces to listen to inspiring women in the tech and sciences. How do parents get involved? How do teachers get involved if they want to learn more about Ignite?
Sure. So our website is igniteworldwide.org. And the way we deliver our program is in schools. So frankly, there needs to be a teacher who wants to do the program. And oftentimes it's in career and technical education, because those are the classes that are STEM focused and are STEM, you know, on that pathway. So if I were a parent, I'd learn more about what classes are available at school and approach the teacher with the program and say, would you be willing to give it a try? Because we surround all of our services to support teachers. That's what we do here. And we want to make this easy for teachers. Literally, teachers just bring the girls and we do everything else for them. We set up all the events with these companies and we work with, you know, at least there's a list of 100 companies. I mean, we're growing companies all the time. And so it's really about finding the teacher that is excited about this. And in doing this work for 25 years now, I've never run across a school that didn't have at least one or two or three teachers who jump up and down when they learn about Ignite. So it's just finding that teacher or teachers, because they can do it together, or a school counselor, and just have them try it. Bring a group of girls and see what they think. Because once a teacher tries the program, they realize this is something really important.
Kathy, I'd like to have you channel, the fact that you were a middle school counselor, I think you deserve a medal. My wife works in a middle school and every day she comes home, I'm like, I don't know how you do it, but God bless you. Yes. for wanting to do that. But yeah. I'd love you to talk directly to parents, Kathy, if you would, and also maybe a middle school girl who might be listening out there. You've had so many conversations earlier in your career. Talk directly to them. And what would you say to inspire them when it comes to, you know, stepping up and getting excited about STEM?
Yeah. Well, for young girls, it's really about understanding how important these careers are to your future and how exciting they are. I mean, this is cutting edge that's changing our world. I mean, for girls, it's really important to make a difference in the world, to help people. I mean, girls and women are very motivated by wanting to make things better and helping people. And that's what technology is all about. And sometimes we don't make that connection for girls, but in Ignite, we do. We show them all the ways technology actually helps people. I mean, technology is cleaning our oceans. Technology is helping climate change. Technology is helping people who have all kinds of, maybe access issues. There are so many ways technology is helping people and our planet. And that's the connection we need to make for young girls, because that's what they get excited about. So if you're a young girl, come to Ignite and find a teacher at your school who you really admire and show them the website, because then you get to meet and talk with women who do these careers every day. And they'll help inspire you to think about all the things that you can pick from. There's so many choices now about what you can do in the world. And it's just about matching up with your interests, what you like to do. And for parents, it's focusing on, like, you know your kid best. What do they enjoy? What do they really like? And then it's focusing on, you know, helping develop them through their interests. Because all of us will want to end up doing things that we love and that we're passionate about. I mean, that's what's most important.
I have a friend who is one of the senior vice presidents at Blue Origin the rocket company. She's literally a PhD rocket scientist.
Right.
Her name's Erica Wagner, and we've gotten to know each other over the years, and I absolutely adore her. She is brilliant. But she called me, this is maybe 6-8 months ago. She said, "Mark, I've been tapped to anchor coverage of one of our rocket launches, and I need some advice on how to anchor." And I'm thinking, you are one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, but I would love to teach you a couple of tips on how to, you know, how to present to a camera. She's amazing. And, you know, that's the kind of person that if a middle school girl or a grade school girl got to meet Erica face to face out at Blue Origin,
yes,
and got to see that she literally is helping lead us into space.
Yes.
And it starts back, yes, in that class in middle school.
Yes.
You know, and that's what's so exciting about this. And Kathy, I wanted to just end on something that I think is really cool. You took a passion for kids that turned into a vocation. And you turned that into something that is creating social change. And I think that's a really admirable, exciting thing. And I think what you have shown through your career, I think is something that other people could do through their careers. I mean,
yes,
regardless of what the discipline is, that passion for helping, you went from there to create an amazing nonprofit that is changing the lives of thousands of girls and women and creating a major social change. What's your advice to someone who might be listening to the podcast? You know, because we call it Beats Working, and because this stuff that we're passionate about doesn't feel like work. What's your advice to somebody,
yes,
who might be thinking about, how do I make a bigger difference with my vocation in the world?
Yes. Well, the truth is that it's really important to do the work you love. Like, you just have to focus on the things that you really enjoy and believe in yourself. I think that's what it is. You know, we all lack confidence a little bit because maybe we've been told, you know, that isn't something you can make money with, or that's not going to be a good career. You know, people say all kinds of things, but we have to kind of not listen to that. We have to listen to that little voice inside ourselves that says, you know, I love this because I've loved my career. I really have felt such joy around the work I do. And I'm so grateful, but I didn't really focus on sitting here as a CEO and founder. I mean, I never thought about that. I just continued to do the work that I cared about. And I ended up here, but it certainly wasn't something I was trying to do. To be honest, I just really cared about making sure girls had access to STEM and to high-wage, high-demand careers that could give them a great future, and helping them understand that there's a career for everybody in STEM. Any interest you have, you can find a pathway that you will love. So that's what's important, is stay in the moment and bloom where you're planted. And if it's not something that is bringing you joy or making you feel happy, you know, maybe it's time to think about a change. And really, you know, it took a lot of courage to leave Seattle schools. I mean, I was a senior teacher. I had a pension. I been there a long time. And to run a nonprofit, which I never did before, to be honest. I mean, I started out myself and a half-time person. And I had no idea if this would be successful. All I knew is that this is the work I loved. And I felt a deep, burning desire to change what's happening for girls and women, to give them a pathway that would inspire them, because I know what happens in schools, and we'll never change the statistic for women and gender diverse students if we don't level the playing field and show them the way. If we don't have this in all of our schools, we won't make a change in this country. So I took the leap. And it was scary, I have to tell you, but sometimes we have to do things that are scary.
I'm going to end on this, Kathy, and that is, I think ignite is the perfect acronym for what you're doing, because what you're literally doing is putting a spark inside of kids. And I think the most heartbreaking thing in the world is when someone does something or says something that puts that spark out.
Yes.
That is heartbreaking to me. And I think the work that you're doing is just utterly fantastic and so inspiring. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And I know that thousands of families are grateful too.
Wow. Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate being given this opportunity to speak with you today and to reach our wider community, to help them understand that this program is here for any school that wants it. And we don't charge schools money. It's no cost to schools. So, you know, please, let's all make sure more girls have access to this.
Kathy, this has been so fun and so rewarding. And keep up the fantastic work.
Thank you, Mark. I plan on it.